Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Governor Josh Shapiro signs the Pennsylvania state budget, officially ending the 135-day standoff between House Democrats and Senate Republicans in Harrisburg. Transit funding was a hot subject of debate during the summer, but when SEPTA began implementing these drastic service cuts, the Shapiro administration dipped into a capital improvement fund to cover expenses for 2 years, and Shapiro says long-term funding remains a priority.
We're going to continue to work on transit and other priorities that aren't in this budget. I know we all had to accept compromise. Transit remains a critically important priority for me and each and every member who's standing up here.
KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward has more on how lawmakers found a way to bring the impasse to an end, albeit after 4.5 months.
Well, the $50.1 billion spending plan passed both chambers with bipartisan support. It comes with bipartisan criticism. House Appropriations Minority Chairman Republican Jim Scruzzi.
I understand that there are concerns with the spend number amongst many of us, but I truly believe that the policies within this bill will spur our economy, will bring people back to Pennsylvania.
Among the wins for Democrats, the full second installment of education funding and a tax cut for working families. For Republicans, Pennsylvania's officially out of RGGI, the multi-state emissions reduction plan, which House Republican leader Jesse Topper says was costing jobs while tied up in court since 2019.
After today, that specter will be gone.
Chester County Democrat Carolyn Komita.
I support RGGI. I still think RGGI would be a good idea for Pennsylvania. But I'm also realistic. And I'm willing to vote yes to end this impasse.
Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.